This is WUWM. I'm Maya Silver. Wisconsin is still in phase 1A of COVID vaccine distribution. That means vaccinating healthcare workers and residents and staff at skilled nursing facilities. Health officials say the process is complex, and they're working to ensure that everyone who wants a vaccine will indeed get one. Providers that can administer vaccines to the public are called registered vaccinators. Those are entities like healthcare systems, health departments, and pharmacies. Deputy Health Secretary Julie Willems Van Dyke says the number of registered vaccinators in Wisconsin is growing as the state gears up for a large-scale rollout of the COVID vaccine.
On December 14th, we had 108 eligible and enrolled providers that could vaccinate. As of January 5th, we have 1,066. Full tenfold increase over the last few weeks.
The vaccine is being shipped to regional hospital hubs and then distributed by the Vaccination Task Force, which includes the National Guard and Wisconsin State Patrol. As of Thursday, about 105,000 people in the group labeled 1A had received the vaccine in Wisconsin. Some have received their second dose, fully completing the series.
So we're working very hard on skilled nursing care, assisted living facilities, our essential healthcare workers, including those who are unaffiliated from hospitals. So getting to EMS, getting to dentists, getting to people who don't work for a typical vaccinator. We'll be moving those forward over the next few weeks, and I anticipate we'll be moving into phase B before the end of the month. 1B. Phase 1B.
At this point, Van Dyke says the biggest obstacle to pushing out the vaccine is supply. She says while the state is likely to see an increased supply of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines in coming months, we also need access to new vaccines.
And so a big part of what will guide us of moving from 1B to 1C to the general population will be the success of some of the other vaccines in vaccine trials.
The populations that will be in groups 1B and 1C have not been officially defined yet, but are expected to include the elderly, some people with high-risk medical conditions, and non-frontline essential workers. But the big goal, Van Dyke says, is ultimately getting vaccines to at least 70 to 85% of the state to achieve herd immunity.
And in order to do that, we're going to need to have double to triple the number of doses that we're currently receiving now on a weekly basis to get there in a reasonable period of time, which I'm thinking is by the fall.
Funds approved in the recent federal COVID bill will bolster state vaccination efforts. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.